So, at the blind facility, there's a man. He was new. His name was We called him Man. And is losing his vision simultaneously while losing his mind. He has dementia, Alzheimer's, something else. He had a bell.
Give me a sec.
Sorry. Anyway, so I haven't had drugs in weeks. And apparently I'm an idiot, don't know how to work a fucking vape. So has a bell on his door. The reason why has a bell on his door is because I get up one day and some days I leave my door unlocked because I'm like, it's cameras everywhere, you walk up with my shit, bitch, you on camera. So as I'm walking to the door, holding out my right hand to grab the door handle is turning. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it opens and there's and he's like, you're in my room? I said, no, you're in my room. Oh, this isn't my room? No, it's not your room. Cool. So, I said, where's your room? My room's 507. My room's 407. My room's 415. So I'm like, no, you've gone too far. So then I go off and once again, my door is not locked. And I have on my headphones and I'm listening to my music and I'm in my zone and all this other shit. And I walk into my room and I feel like somebody's in the room, but I'm like, nobody's in my fucking room. So then I take two steps forward and I hear footsteps. So I'm like, someone's in my room. I turn to the left. There's in the bathroom holding my toothbrush. And he's like, you're in my room? No. You're in my room. This is all me. Let me take you to your room. Take him to his room. Everything. So, later on that night, I'm like, okay. Once again, I left my door unlocked. Completely forgetting that is a fucking psycho. So, I leave my door unlocked. I walk into my room. I am suffering. I have night blindness. The light is off. I cannot see shit. Cut the light on. There's snuggled in my sheets. In my sheets. Like sleep. Like, come on now. You a 77-year-old white man. I'm a 27-year-old black girl. This should feel unfamiliar to you. This should not feel like home. Why are you here? And I wake him up. He's like, where am I? Go to bed. It's okay. Sleep tight. So I leave out. I go to support services. And I'm like, hey, get the fuck out of my room. Okay? Get him out my room. He's in my fucking sheets. Oh my God, he is. I'm so sorry. So now has a bell on his door. And he leaves his door. Well, gone now. They told wife, there's nothing we can do. Oh. I'm sorry. They were administering, like, this is a blind training facility. This is not a nursing home. Right, it's not a nursing home. They're knocking on the door like, it's time to take your meds. No, is not that. This ain't that. This ain't that. So.
It's a whole other facility they need to be in.
He was there for 2 weeks. And it was so fucked up because, like, he, like, retired from someplace after 50 years. And his disability check was, like, $3,500 a month. Like, pretty straight when they, like, financially. And they wanted to be able to live by himself because...
At 70, what?
Because his wife was going to a nursing home. So they just decided that
they just didn't go together as a couple.
They gotta go together as a couple.
They could have went to the nursing home as a couple.
They're going as a couple. They have to because it's not lucid.
We're gonna pray for
We're gonna pray for and the man. Then you got Zach. It's Tino's four. He has a guardian. He's not his own guardian. His Meemaw is his guardian. And he had to call Meemaw to see if he could go out to dinner. He's been getting Social Security since he was a baby because he's been blind since birth. He went blind due to oxygen. If you give babies too much oxygen at birth, it will make them go blind. He was born at, I think he said at, he was only born 6 weeks early. He weighed 1 pound. His mom was on drugs. She's gone. Mom is gone. So that's what my friend, we will call him Johnny. Johnny said I should call my tea Snacks. I have Snacks instead of tea. What else should I talk about blind school?
They stole your sandwich.
Okay. So let me tell you about how my fucking sandwich went missing. So on the first day of blind college, I got into it with Sharkeesha. No, his name is not Sharkeesha, but that's what we call her. Sharkeesha. So, I get in day one, minute one, first lunch. I scan the area. I said the table were the most African-American people there. It was all African-American people except one. We will call him Mr. White Man. So, you, and I will tell you about Mr. White Man later, but we will call him Mr. White Man. So, I sit down. We get to talking. I get to being me. We talking about penis. It's like a good, fun combo. So, somehow, we get to talking about intravenous drugs. And I make the correlation of, remember how Rick Ross said, cocaine running through my dick vein. Remember that?
Yes.
So I said that. Everybody, of course, laughed. And then they were like, I was like, yeah, because, you know, I love me a good, juicy, dark penis with a nice, juicy vein. God. I mean, who doesn't love that? That's like, can't get, big penis, juicy dick vein. Anyway. So, we talking, and then Sharkeesha goes, oh, I don't want to hear that. So I'm like, okay, bitch. Like, well, don't listen. I'm eating my food, and I shouldn't have to hear such language. You need to have some respect for yourself. I said, and you need to have some respect for yourself talking to me like that. So then this other guy is like, oh, snap. Sharkeesha about to get you together. I said, oh, no. Sharkeesha about to try. Don't know if she going to succeed, though. So she stands up. She says,
so two blind motherfuckers about to fight, bro.
No, I wasn't going to fight that because I can't get sent home. I can't get sent home. Yeah, she gonna try. I don't know if she gonna succeed. Everybody get quiet. So she like, you need to be a lady, and you need to not talk like that, and I don't want to hear that. And I'm like, and maybe you need a big juicy dick vein. Maybe that's something you longing and lacking for. You just ignorant. I'm ignorant? Ignorant. I said, ignorant means to not know or not want to know. So if you're calling me ignorant because I'm using colorful language, then you're ignorant. I'm not going to sit here and deal with this. Okay, Sharkeesha, get your ass on there. So she gets up and starts walks away. And then I say, oh, yeah. I forgot you in the church. You can do all things through Christ except fuck with me. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. So now she don't fuck with me. She ignores me. I'm like, Sharkeesha? Sharkeesha!
Oh, Lord.
I said, Sharkeesha's deafblind. She doesn't know when she's being spoken to.
Deaf, blind.
Oh, and then let me tell you about my motherfucking So I'm learning Braille. I've gotten all the way up to the letter T in Braille.
Hey,
yeah, I'm reading whole Braille stories. Sad.
That's the little dossiers on. Yeah. On shit when niggas. Oh, be yeah. Like, why y'all got this on the Touchtown file? It's Braille. Bitch.
Anyway, it's Braille, bitch. So I'm reading stories. Just read a story about Steve. Anyway, so Helen Keller herself is my Braille teacher. I said that because she is deaf blind. Her interpreter interprets her sign language on her hands. On her hands. So she holds her hand and she's up under her hand like this. Peanut Butter said that she needs to go to the store. So Helen, she talks like this. Because she has a cochlear implant, so she can now just learn how to hear. But she still doesn't know how to talk regular. So, at this point, I had just learned G. And the word was gag. So, we're sitting there. So, after every word, we give examples. So, I'm like, oh, G-A-G, gag. So, my example was, the gag is, I'm learning Braille. And her interpreter, Karen, says, what a gag. That was so funny.
That's not what I said.
We were all doing each example. Helen says, he tied my hands and bound and gagged me.
Oh, okay, Helen.
I'm like,
damn, freaking
out. Oh. We like, oh. Wow. That went dark.
Well, all right, Helen.
I'm like, what'd you say, Helen?
He bound my wrist and my ankles and he gagged me.
So, I wish you could know what Helen looks like, because Helen is shaped like a linebacker. I'm talking about broad. She looks Eastern European. And she's only like 5'8", and she got like a 6-foot cane. She needs all the space in the world. Like, so that's Helen. Like, people. Then there's my favorite teacher, Marmar. Marmar is totally blind. She teaches cooking. She also walks to work. I said, Marmar, you better get home before dark.
Right.
She was like, she was like, it's always dark. I'm like, Marmar, do you watch TV? Why would I need to watch TV?
God damn. Hey, you just fucking with her.
I'm like, Marmar, you can listen to it. She's like, no. I read books. I drink coffee. Okay, Marmar. Okay. But blind school is fun. Like, it's real fun. Like, getting to know all of the blind people. Like, there's a smelly blind guy.
What?
There he smells.
What?
I feel like I'm smelling his colon.
I feel like I should be laughing.
No, you should be laughing because he's a bitch. Damn. Bitch ass nigga. Guess we're going to call him Ban. Bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass niggas.
So, Ban had a thing for me, right? He did. And he, you know how you could be feeling a person? Because he was boy with a beard. You know, I got a little thing for boy niggas with beards. So I'm like, okay. So, but when he start revealing himself to me, I'm like, you annoying as fuck. So he has the sugar, aka diabetes, and a host of other medical conditions. And he didn't want to work out. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to work out. You want to hang out with me? meet me in a gym. Shout out to me for losing like 10 pounds. So we having these talks. And he told me this story. He was just talking about how he hasn't had sex in 4 years. So I'm like, and why is that, sir? He hasn't been in a relationship in 4 years. I'm like, so the fuck what? In my Jess Larry's voice, oh wow.
That's an element to it. And then it depends on who calls. It makes shit interesting.
Oh, that would have been an interesting phone call card back. Anyways, while I look for my magnifying glass so I can see. So he tells me this story about.
What the fuck is going on upstairs?
He tells me this story about how he took this girl out and they was chilling and all this other stuff and, you know, he ate her out. So I was cool with the story. Up until he said, yeah, I ate her out, put her to sleep. She came, I came.
Hold on.
So, you know, he's like, yeah, I ate her out. She came. I came. We both were satisfied. So I'm like, where'd you come from? Like, what? I'm like, did you get some pussy? No. Then how did you come? I mean, I was turned on by getting her off. Oh, so you don't get no pussy. That's what that means. Cause ain't no big strong hammer ass nigga with a hammer dick coming off of each given head like.
He a serial killer.
I'm like, bro, what? I'm like, why didn't you wake her up? I mean, you know, we both got ours. What did you get? A wet hand? What did you get? Embarrassed? I'm like, oh, you the type of nigga that. You will spend all your money on the bitch and then she be like, my stomach hurt, I'm going home. Icy. Oh, icy. So that's bad. Being a bitch ass nigga. You know, he does things like wrap steak and bacon. Like, who does that?
Steak.
Steak. You can eat steak by itself. That's a whole meal. I mean, it's an unhealthy meal, but it's a meal. But yeah, it's funny, like, to see people, first of all, it's 30 people of all ages, everybody over 18. Everybody over 18, and, like, it's a lot of sex. It's a lot of sex. Like, the blind are horny and messy.
Jungle fever.
Oh, jungle fever.
You did story time. You did blind.
On to jungle fever. Which brings me back to Mr. White Man. Mr. White Man is 19 and he a cool little white dude. He told me when we were sitting in the room while we were watching TV, he wanted to try something different. I said, what you want to try? He said, I want to fuck a black girl. I looked around. There was no other black women in the room. I said, What kind of, what you mean? Hell, not just any black girl. I don't fuck chunky black girl. Interesting. Very interesting, Mr. White Man. Shout out to Mr. White Man. Shout out to Blind School. But yeah, so it's pretty cool. Oh, and my sandwich. Shakisha stole my fucking sandwich. She don't like me. She don't fucking like me because she think that the dude that she like me.
That's the most childish shit. Mm-mm. People really still
do that. Damn, so it really is blind middle school.
Right. Then, Sir Africa, which is this guy from Africa, going around saying stuff. Now she on to him. Where is he? I need a cigarette. I'm a church girl, but I smoke cigarettes. And I'm ready. She called this other guy I mess with Mysterious. Because he wear all black. He will keep a hoodie on at all times. He is Mysterious. That's who she thought I liked and wanted me, Mysterious. He was like, I don't want her. She was like, you my enemy.
She said that?
Yes.
Who got time for that?
Fucking enemy.
She was like, you know, everybody around here, I'm cool with them. Except Mysterious. He my enemy. He always out to get me.
Girl, ain't nobody.
I'm sitting there like, what, man? Crazy. But yeah, that's blind school, man. That's blind school. Everybody trying to have sex. You know, I feel like I'm the only person taking Braille serious. I got some of the most vision out of everybody. They like, fuck Braille. I'm like, really? You blind?
Like, you blind.
That is the beginning of many more to come. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, PB_KYJelly. That's PB_KYJELLY. Follow us on Instagram.
YouTube.
At Trax Media Group.
Yep.
And this is Out of Sight Cafe.